So as we begin our prayer, we say the preparatory prayer. God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I pause to consider, how is God looking at me now as I'm sitting here in front of him in prayer? If I have no sense of how he looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now? And I consider, what is God's desire for me? Again, if I have no sense of this, I ask, God, what is your desire for me? And I ask for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? I ask God directly for this grace in confidence. So I come to the gospel story I have prepared, the story of Zacchaeus, and I bring to mind the story, Jesus walking, Zacchaeus the tax collector, Zacchaeus climbing the tree, his conversation with Jesus. And they walk to Zacchaeus' house. And I imagine the place. The environment. How does it look? The ground. What is it like underfoot? Sandy, rocky, grassy. The landscape. Hilly, flat, green, lots of trees. How do I imagine this place? The weather, the temperature. How does it feel on my skin? Hot, cold, a soft breeze. Is the sun in the sky? Clouds? I imagine the landscape, the weather, the ground underfoot. I notice the sounds. Sounds of nature. Are sounds of nature drowned out by people? People working in the background? What sounds can I hear in this place? And smells. I imagine the scents from the things around me, from crowds of people, fragrance of flowers, perhaps. What can I smell? And I notice the taste in my mouth. So I look around at the people in this scene, and I imagine myself in this scene. Who am I? Am I in the crowd, watching, talking? Am I Zacchaeus? Who am I in this scene? I notice the other people in the scene. What is going on? What are they doing? What are they saying? And I see Jesus walking through the town. Who is with him? Am I with him conversation? Am I following? Am I Zacchaeus, trying to see him? I look at Jesus. How is he? His demeanor. How is he carrying himself? What is he saying? Who is he speaking to? I notice Zacchaeus in the crowd, trying to see. Perhaps I am Zacchaeus, trying to see. Bobbing in and out between people. Perhaps jumping up and down. Unable to see. I imagine how Zacchaeus is feeling. I notice what I am feeling. Zacchaeus runs ahead, climbs a sycamore tree. I notice what I am feeling. As I watch, or as I am Zacchaeus climbing the tree. I look at Jesus. Jesus has noticed Zacchaeus up the tree. As Jesus approaches the tree, he stops. He speaks to Zacchaeus. I listen to what Jesus has to say. How is his tone? The words he uses. the expression on his face. How am I feeling as I hear Jesus speak? Zacchaeus climbs down the tree. I notice his movement, his feeling, his expression as he stands before Jesus. Perhaps I am watching. Perhaps I am Zacchaeus. What am I feeling as Zacchaeus stands before Jesus? How is the mood in the crowd surrounding them? What does Zacchaeus say to Jesus? What promises does he make? How is his tone? The expression on his face? How do I feel as I hear Zacchaeus' promise? Or if I am Zacchaeus, how do I feel as I make my promise? I notice Jesus, the expression on his face, how he looks at Zacchaeus. And I listen to what Jesus has to say to Zacchaeus. I notice what I am feeling as Jesus and Zacchaeus walk off together. How do the crowd respond? What do people in the crowd say? I look at Jesus. Jesus looks at me. Makes eye contact. How does Jesus look at me? I consider the expression on his face as he gazes at me. I notice what I am feeling as I look at Jesus and as Jesus looks at me. And I have a conversation with Jesus as one friend speaks to another about how my interaction in this story is affecting me. Thank you. I gradually draw myself back into my room and I close the prayer with the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.